our government.
Iran.
Your government.
Proliferation.
Public option.
A serious insurgency.
We do have a plan. We're working on it.
Just to give you a sense of perspective. What's going on?
Perspective. The agenda this week is a doozy. The Obama administration is solidly in Plan B mode after the events of last week and tried to push their way into a jobs message. The question really is the ground moving under their feet? Listen to Valerie Jarrett, senior White House advisor, talking about something we thought was certain, Ben Bernanke's reconfirmation as Fed chairman.
President Obama checked in with the leadership over the weekend, and he heard from Senator Reid that there is a lot of support for Ben Bernanke. We are confident that the chairman will be confirmed.
Confident, like they were about health care. Marcus Mabry joins us from the New York Times, international business editor, right here in the studio. Good morning, Marcus.
Good morning.
And Jonathan Marcus, BBC diplomatic correspondent, joins us from Bush House in London. Good morning, Jonathan.
Yes, hi, good morning.
So, Marcus, let me begin with you. It feels like there's a defensiveness suddenly taken over at the White House. They're scrambling to find a message. Obama was in Ohio talking about jobs. We're going to hear the sound of the voice there, and I want to get your assessment of that. But what do you think, Marcus?
Well, you know, this Obama is fundamentally, despite what the right wing says and what some conservative Republicans say, fundamentally a compromise politician. This is a guy who believes in the middle road. He believes actually not in kind of George W. Bush, which was my way or the highway. He came to office with a much greater mandate than George W. Bush, and yet governed not by saying, you're going to do what I want. He actually listened to lots of different voices. That what we're going to see right now is a confrontation for Obama. Is he going to be about compromise still, or is he going to be about more my way or the highway?
Well, listen to David Axelrod, White House advisor, who may be getting a bigger role in sort of setting policy as the politicos gather around the president. Here he is talking on ABC News over the weekend.
The president will not walk away from the American people, will not hand them over to the tender mercies of health insurance companies who take advantage. He will not walk away from people with pre-existing conditions. He will not walk away from senior citizens.
Confident or defensive there, Marcus Mabry?
No, absolutely defensive. I mean, the president, you know, he's been talking a lot about fight, fight, fight. I mean, you hear him every speech he's been given since Scott Brown's election up in Massachusetts has been about how he's going to fight, fight, fight. It's going to be interesting to see two things to watch in the State of the Union on Wednesday. Number one is the tone. Is he going to take confrontation with the Republicans over compromise? And number two is his actions. Is he going to offer a whole smorgasbord of amuse-gueule, or is he actually going to offer a main course that's about job creation?
All right, Marcus. Is it going to sound like this?
I won't stop fighting for an economy where hard work is rewarded. I won't stop fighting to make sure there's accountability in our financial system. I'm not going to stop fighting until we have jobs for everybody.
So
it's going to sound like that, but if you offer a whole half the room will be applauding like that. If you offer the whole smorgasbord of little tiny programs about, you know, helping middle class families save for retirement, helping middle class families pay for child care, does that sound the same as that kind of gusto? I don't think it's going to.
Well, Jonathan, Marcus, forgive us. There was a lot on the table there in Washington, but it seems there's a bit of Plan B going on in the Afghanistan policy with Stanley McChrystal, the commander there, saying the Taliban will be brought in from the cold. What do you make of this, Jonathan, Marcus?
Well, it's a crowded week for Afghan diplomacy. I'm not quite sure that we have the term doozy over here. I think the Foreign Office would say it's a busy and sustained work week of diplomatic effort. Basically, there's a conference in Turkey.
Oh, they're so serious
starting,
over there.
Indeed, starting same language, different terminology, I suppose. But an important conference of regional partners starting in Turkey this week. That's a foretaste for the Afghan conference in London on Thursday. And, of course, I think what we're seeing now is, if you like, an effort to try and turn the coming weeks and months into a sort of a pivotal moment, a moment of change. On the one hand, a sense that the fighting is going to intensify. Sadly, casualties are going to intensify. But the other sense that there is actually no military solution. I think this was clear in General McChrystal's comments. There has to be a political solution. It has to be bringing some of the Taliban elements in from the cold. And the only way to do that is by military force, by a surge, proving to them that they cannot win on the battlefield. The problem, of course, is that President Obama has already announced a deadline, a time after which he hopes to draw down U.S. forces, and some in the Taliban may just decide to wait him out.
And there are no such options in Yemen, which is going to figure prominently at this Afghan conference in London. What's the situation there?
Well, the Yemen conference is the day before. It's a slightly shorter conference arranged at a much shorter timeline. Clearly, the concern is the growing instability and crisis in Yemen, the danger that the country could simply fail completely and provide the sort of haven for Al-Qaeda and other groups that Afghanistan did before 9/11. This is a country of extraordinary problems, one of the the poorest country in the Middle East. Huge levels of illiteracy, poverty, lack of water, oil resources running out. And so this conference is intended both to stump up money, but more importantly, to really get down to the nitty-gritty and decide some key goals in terms of development that have to be achieved and achieved soon.
45 seconds here on the agenda. Jonathan Marcus, take us out on what the Haitian cooperation on the recovery effort means. And I want to get a quick comment from Marcus before we go. Jonathan?
Well, I think it has been a huge effort. The United States stepped up to the mark very quickly. The UN, of course, did so, but equally it has suffered calamitous losses amongst its own people. The key question now is going forward, the long term.
Right.
What can the international community do to stabilize this country in the months and years ahead?
Jonathan Marcus from our partner, the BBC. Take us out, Marcus.
The problem is going to be, is Haiti going to be able to find a government that's actually going to be able to sustain itself and stabilize it after?
That's the rebuilding. The rebuilding of government is as challenging as the shelter. Marcus Mabry, New York Times International Business Editor. There's your agenda.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI, to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.